This weekend, snowstorm bearing down on the East Coast is hitting travelers hard. As we've been hearing, thousands of flights have already been canceled. But there has actually been some good news for air passengers lately. Airlines are reaping the benefits of low fuel prices. We saw record profits from United and Southwest this week, and they're passing some of those savings on to customers. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us now. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jeremy.
So United reported profits of more than $7 billion for 2015. That's 6.5 times more than a year ago. Southwest, full-year profit doubled to more than $2 billion. Is any of that being passed on to customers, or how much of it is?
Well, a very small percentage, okay? Because according to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, the latest data is basically through the middle of last year, and it looks like the average domestic fare down by 2.8% from the year prior. That doesn't seem like that much considering how much jet fuel has fallen. On the other hand, if you look at the prices of the stocks themselves, of United or American or Delta or Southwest, they're all down pretty dramatically over the last year. So it's not as if, I mean, these are profitable companies, but investors are betting against the sector.
Well, and when I think of my own personal experience, about a month ago or maybe 2 months ago, I flew to Chicago for something like $150 round trip, which I thought was the lowest I'd paid in a long time. But how cheap are airfares right now?
Well, that's a great question because the fares themselves are actually pretty good. It's just all the add-ons that make us nuts, right? But again, according to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, the average domestic fare is about $385 for last year. Now, here's what's fascinating. They adjust these numbers for inflation, and they said, you know what the low price was? $334 in 2009. But here's what blew me away. The high, 1999, okay? That's when, on an inflation-adjusted basis, you'd pay $4.73.
Wow.
So prices have gone down.
And when the fuel prices are high, they add on these fuel surcharges and make you pay even more for that. Do they take them away when the fuel prices go down?
Oh, I gotta love the airlines. So we found out recently, in the last, say, couple of years, that airlines, they seem to have stopped talking about fuel surcharges. Do you know why? They call them carrier-imposed charges.
Oh.
Now, this is kind of wild. So the wording change, this helps the airlines avoid regulations that require them to tie any fuel surcharges to the actual cost of fuel. And I think that that's kind of interesting because I know we all sort of imagine, hey, jet fuel's down. Why am I paying so much for my prices? And it's because they're piling everything into the cost of that ticket, and it's hard to untangle it.
What's the overall picture for the airline industry right now? Is everyone doing well?
Well, look, the profitability is up, but problems around the global economy are going to impact these airlines. And so the fear is that if the growth of the big markets like in Europe or Russia or China, things slow down a lot, that's going to negatively impact what's going on in the airline industry. Also, there's a ton of competition from kind of the no-frills airlines, and that's putting pressure on the industry. You know, every time I've ever bought an airline stock in my life, I've been a loser. So I just tend to avoid them in general. It's kind of like the category freaks me out. But, you know, plenty of people have made tons of money since the recession on the sector.
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. Jill, thanks so much.
Great to be with you.